Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Hello!
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Morning, boys.
Good morning.
Morning. You're feeling a bit better, but we can tell you're like we can hear you coughing in the queue speaker. You're still dealing with this, eh?
My lungs are burning a bit, so it's still down in there. And I did a test yesterday, and it still had the faint line.
Yeah,
like it's fading, it's leaving me, but it's still there,
still hanging on. So all this week, if you missed it, Grant has been broadcasting from home because he got the old vid. Got the old vid. And
I blame the Eagles.
And the ED.
That's not true. I'll send you a picture right now.
Pass.
Yeah, I'm good without it.
Hard pass. Jimmy is going to be going to that Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, the music of Star Wars, on the 8th. They're also doing it on the 7th, so the Friday and the Saturday, if you want to look into tickets. I would do that sooner than later, because this one sells out every year. And we got a chance to win those coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. Grant, he got in the car this morning. He was just... You know when he gets excited about something?
Oh, yeah, and he was just bouncing, ready to talk about it?
Yeah. Star Wars related, something about that Mando series.
You should take edibles for that orchestra thing.
Yeah.
For the music of Star Wars, do some edibles.
And then get somebody to pour a bucket of blood on you and have you go running through the wind spear screaming in a diaper.
Because everyone will be on edibles, right?
That was my idea for the Pink Floyd laser light show that got kiboshed.
Yeah. But you also wanted me to wear a diaper.
Yeah, I just said that. Yeah. Put you in a diaper, cover you in blood, and then have you run through the aisles screaming.
Instead, for this Star Wars thing, I wouldn't be dressed up like, you know,
in a diaper.
Yeah.
No, Vader.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sorry.
Vader in a diaper.
The locker room topic of the day.
Worst beer you've ever had. Now, there's a reason why we're doing this. Today, September 28th, is National Drink a Beer Day.
Oh, wait, just a sec.
Son of a bitch.
There we go. Working from home.
You know, I'm feeling a little sick. Can I do my show from home, too?
COVID and a beer.
Oh, that tastes good.
You probably haven't had much to drink in the last...
No, not at all.
Sitting there fighting COVID with the beer in his hand. I do enjoy you. Anyway,
it's helping.
Grant is looking to take beer to a friend of ours' place. He's having a party on the... Is it his birthday or something?
So it's his birthday on Saturday.
Okay.
Jake Buckley, who you may hear on Cruise Blues at nights.
Yes.
And he's kind of known for drinking bad beer.
Yes.
Cheap beer.
Yeah.
So last year at his birthday, I made it a point of like getting the cheapest beer I could find. And it was so bad, even he said it sat in his garage for a year and he finally threw it out. He didn't even drink it.
Just threw it out. So you're trying to find something to take this year. And you want to do something different. You don't want to be predictable, right?
Yeah, last year I did Alberta Ice. And so this year I need to really up it.
Okay.
Like, what's even worse than that?
Oh, I have one. That one that I bought that was horrible. That the yellow can. So it was called beer. I think it was called beer.
Is this recently?
Yeah, because I only have one can left because I've been...
Yeah, I don't think that's new. I think it's an older beer. You decided to jump in. You posted about it on your Facebook.
Yes.
Just go find out what the name of it was. Just go back. We'll add that to the list, Grant. And if you have any thoughts on what Grant can take or just the worst beer you've ever had.
The locker room topic of the day.
Worst beer you've ever had. We'll go around the horn. Did you find the one?
Yeah, they're called Cold Ones. And they're brewed out of Grand Prairie.
The one you just bought, and
I swore I wasn't going to drink the rest of it, but I can't let beer go bad, so I wait till I'm hammered, and that's my after I'm hammered beer.
It's a red can, right?
Yellow. The red one is their strong beer.
Okay, because I was going to say, anytime a beer has strong beer in it, it's usually pretty bad.
Or if it's just like one colored can. Where it looks like Johnny was in the back spray painting them.
Yeah,
that's also a sign that you might be in trouble.
No name beer that we had.
That was bad. That's on my list. That's
a silver can.
That was a silver can, and it was actually called No Name Beer in the yellow boxes. And that one though, surprisingly, it had a weird aftertaste, but that one wasn't awful. Like it was,
just made me really gassy.
That was what I was going to say. The reason why that one bothered me so much is after we drank, I think we killed that 15 pack one morning on the show, like on Wednesday, which is, you know, what you would do. And then the Thursday, we all came in and we all had like death gas. Grant, what's yours? What's the worst beer you've ever had?
I think the only beer where I haven't been able to finish a can was Black Ice.
Okay.
I used to drink that when I first started drinking because it was cheap and strong.
Yeah. Somebody brought a case over one time and I opened one up and it tasted like spray paint.
I was going to say that stuff tastes like it's something you would stain a deck with.
I had to dump it. That was one of the only beers where I've been like, I can't finish this can of beer.
The worst beer I've ever had was, and I can't find it now. I went looking for it, but it was like Molson something, and it had a number in it, but it was a low-carb beer. I found Molson 67, but they're not saying that that's a low-carb beer. This was a beer, it was about 5 or 6+ years ago. I gave Jimmy $20. We were working
Molson
at
Molson Ultra.
That's what it was. Was it? Yeah. No, but it had a number in it. Was it Molson Ultra? But then it said only 67 calories or something like that. Maybe on the box it said that.
Maybe.
It was when they were just starting to promote those low carb beers. Remember that?
I do.
And they had commercials of guys that were, you know, at the gym and then they'd go drink a low carb beer. So Jimmy, I sent him to the store. We were working and we wanted to get drunk while we were on the air. So I gave him $20 and he came back with this. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And he goes, okay. You know how he gets all rattled. He goes, I couldn't reach anything else. So we sat down and we popped one of these and it was cold. And I was like, this is god awful. I've never been so mad about a purchase in my life.
I think it was Molson 67.
No, I don't think it was.
No?
No, because they're not, if you look into Molson 67, they're not promoting that as a low-carb beer. This one was specifically said on the box. I remember when you walked in with it, it was like, this is a low-carb beer. That was one of the worst ones I've ever had.
The locker room topic of the day.
Good morning, Cruz. Worst beer you've ever had?
Worst beer I've ever had? I've had a couple, and one of the worst ones was Mountain Crest. The other one would be AGD.
AGD I don't like at all.
And I can't stand it.
It's the one with the big, like, the pop tops.
Opening in the top.
Yeah. I've always disliked it. There's just something off about it. But I know guys that drink it that are...
Well, God bless them because I can't stand it.
What's your name?
I'm Murray.
You drink that AGD.
Yeah, I don't mind it. As far as a cheap beer goes, I would say it's one of the better ones.
Really? I can't stand it.
Better than a Mountain Crest or Black Ice or anything like that, but...
Yeah, the AGD bothers me.
A lot of times when you go into a bar and you're like, oh, I'll get the pint lager or whatever, like their house beer is usually AGD.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and they just call it like whatever the bar is.
Well, yeah. I'll make sure I put those bars on my list of places not to go then.
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
Good morning, Cruz. Worst beer you've ever had?
Worst beer I've ever had? Black Label.
Black Label. So not Black Ice?
Not Black Ice, Black Label. I had one can of that, and I think I had maybe half of it. The rest of it went down the drain. I couldn't finish it.
That's a bad day. Like, if you can't finish a beer, like, that'll ruin your whole night. It'll ruin a week. What's your name?
I completely agree, and I love my beers, so...
So there is a difference between Black Ice, which Grant brought up, and then Black Label.
Yeah, Black Label, one of my uncles used to drink that, and it was horrible.
Somebody in the White Clan, that was their go-to?
Black Label is a Carling beer, too, which is a pretty big brewery, but yeah, it looks awful.
I think a lot of times what ends up happening is these bigger breweries, right, if they have a bad batch... They just slap another
label on it.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want that one to go to waste, right?
Yeah.
This one's,
let's call it Lucky. Yeah, right?
But the thing is Lucky, and Lucky's that, but it's good. I like Lucky.
Lucky is apparently, and I haven't had anybody confirm this, but it's a Labatt product, and it apparently is Budweiser that didn't meet the standards
of
the criteria of Budweiser, which would explain why every time I've bought Lucky, it tastes different.
You're lucky if you get one that tastes like a Budweiser, right?
That's the saying, yeah. Worst beer you've ever had.
I think this one could be controversial. Jerry said the worst beer he's ever had is Shock Top, the orange flavor. He said orange flavor has no place in beer. If I wanted orange juice, I'd simply drink orange juice. So Shock Top. I know Army Chris goes for that one a lot when we're at bars.
I hate that beer. I don't like it at all.
The citrusy. Yeah, I've never been a big fan of it.
I don't mind a flavored beer every once in a while. And I'm not opposed to throwing a lime in a Mexican beer, like a Corona or a Sol or something. So it's not the citrus. I don't know why, but I just, those Shock Tops, I've never wrap my head around that beer.
I would put like the Bud Light Apple, that beer, I would put that in the same category. I can't stand the Bud Light Apple.
There's
beers.
Something really wrong about the Bud Light Apple.
I was at a Blue Jays game when they first introduced the Bud Light Apple, and they were on special. And there was a guy like in the middle of the stands, and he yelled at the beer guy walking by and passed his money down the line. They passed him a beer. He took one sip, and then he just stood up and started screaming, "What is this? Apple juice? I just wanted a beer."
Why are you messing with me?
Like, I'm not a fan of any of the beers really that are fruit flavored. Like,
I've
apple,
had a good like I've
apple,
had a,
orange,
I've had a blueberry one that I loved. It
yeah,
was
see,
that,
I like blueberry beer.
What's that bar that
Brewster's?
Wood
Buffalo used to have one.
Wood Buffalo has
yeah, Brewster's
a good,
has one. As
Brewster's
well,
has one they make, and I've had that. Somebody told me you have to have the blueberry. Beer at Brewster's. So we went one, and it was hot. It was a couple of years ago before COVID. We sat down on the patio, and I had one of those, and it was quite refreshing.
Like, if yeah. I buy a fruit beer, like something like that, I use it for cooking. Like, I'll throw, like, a Bud Light Lime in my chicken.
Throw
in
it near a crock pot?
Instapot.
Oh. Don't do the NyQuil chicken, by the way.
Just no, I never would.
Yeah,
stay away from it.
Yeah, apparently it's not very healthy. It's a lot like
I was going to try, but I was going to try Buckley's chicken.
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
Worst beer you've ever had.
So Kevin said, "You guys drink Budweiser. Your arguments are invalid." Listen, Budweiser is just like a base beer for us.
Yeah,
right.
Well,
it's like the everyday. It's like having like a everyday commuter car. Right? You're not going to have a Corvette to commute to work.
Absolutely. It's the Toyota Corolla.
Like the Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, of beers.
If we go
it gets
to
the job done.
Yeah, if yeah. we go to a brewery, though, we're not asking for a Budweiser. We're
no.
asking for, like, we're...
That's
the three
one
of us,
thing
the
that
three of
I've
us
gotten
are more,
better at.
We're IPA guys. Like, I know I
well,
love the IPAs.
The funny thing is, in the beer snob world, the IPA is kind of like the base beer, right?
True, yeah.
And so the fact that we like IPAs kind of gives also a, like the beer snobs another sort of clue as to where we're coming from with respect to our taste. I love IPAs. I've had IPAs that I don't like, though. Like if they're too grapefruity tasting, I'm not a huge fan. But we've got pretty simple tastes, right? And the thing about Budweiser for me is, and I think people know this, it's the first beer I ever had. I had a Budweiser when I was 12, and I've been on the Bud since I was 12. I've literally been buying Budweiser since I was a teenager.
Raised on Budweiser.
And the biggest switch I made was a couple of years ago. I flipped from Budweiser to Bud Light. And to me, it's just, I'm evolving. I'm growing.
Well, you're getting older, right? And you have to watch your calories.
Watching my calories. And it's just a good, like you, that's a perfect way of saying it. It's a good base beer, but it's crisp, right? You know what I mean? And yeah. It's very consistent. It is. And so that's why I appreciate it.
I would love to drink local beer all the time, craft beer, but mm-hmm. I would be bankrupt.
Well, that's the other issue. That's the thing that Kevin may not be aware of, right? Like
with the amount that we drink,
I'm well on my way to crushing a 48 pack in 10 days here. So if I'm buying a 48 pack, it's already expensive. Like that's $80 plus for my beer intake every 2 weeks. So you're doubling that if you're drinking, and maybe even more. Yeah, because if you go to the liquor store and you get a six pack of craft beer, that's probably $20.
$24, $25.
Sometimes more, yeah.
And
I can't afford that.
Yeah, with the amount that we drink, like I've had 2 15-packs since last Thursday.
The locker room topic of the day.
Worst beer you've ever had.
Worst beer you've ever had. I remember this one. John said my buddy stopped by with a six-pack of Wildcats once. Oh, it was 8.3% and absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. That's one of those beers, though. Like, if it's 8.3, the first one might be bad. The second one is probably still going to bother you. But the third one, because it's 8.3, it's the best beer you've ever had.
And then you just go from there, and it's great.
That's why Jimmy hung on to those. What were those beers?
Cold ones.
Cold, that's why he hung on to them. Yeah, that was beer 7 on a Wednesday
night. When he gets home from karaoke, they taste pretty damn good.
They're okay. They're not bad. I'm not regretting this decision as much as I thought I would.
Topic of the day.
We'll wrap up here, Grant, with the worst beer you've ever had.
So this one came in quite a few times. Corvette Rob, Garner, Shannon, all saying TNT. Shannon said she had one, drank it, puked. She was at a McDonald's. Garner said that's what a buddy bought for helping him out, and he never helped his buddy out again after that.
Cruise News.
The graduated driver's license program in Alberta is getting overhauled. The program required a person to have a learner's license for a year. Then you would go on probation for 2 years, and then you would have to pay to take another advanced road test after those 2 years. And with these changes, that second advanced road test will no longer be required to get your full Class 5 or your motorcycle license. So it was $150 to get that second test, and basically a lot of people just weren't doing it. They were just staying on the graduated license program.
Yeah.
So according to Alberta's transportation minister, this is being done to cut red tape. Drivers with a clean driving record during the 2 years of probation will just automatically be transitioned to a full license. In the past 5 years, about 65% of people did not bother taking their second road test. So they're just getting rid of it.
Yeah. Like you said, it was just red tape. I still think that we let kids drive too young, though.
Well, in Alberta, you can get your learners when you're 14, right?
I think that's it. Well, the way the learners are set up now, though, it's a little bit better, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And I think
they got to be with you.
Yeah, you got to be in the car.
Speed up!
Yeah. I was not allowed to teach the kids how to drive.
You didn't do any of the teaching?
No, none. None. I got delegated out of that.
You can't teach anything.
I'm not a good. No,
you have no. You get frustrated.
Yeah, I'm a control freak. I need to be in control, right? So it's not like get out of my way. I'll do it. That's my mentality. I have zero patience. Yeah, I'm not good.
That's why when I learned how to use the board,
you had D-Rock teacher.
I had D-Rock.
Yeah, how'd that
go? I would subscribe to a Jimmy OnlyFans if it was just you giving him driving lessons.
I would pay money to watch that.
Of course, it's only close.
There would be violence.
Yeah,
exactly. It would be amazing. Edmonton City Councilors voted yesterday in favor of adding an additional 100 kilometers of bike lanes. Currently, there's about 15 kilometers of protected bike lanes, most of that in the downtown. City administrators presented four different options to the council, and the one that the councilors voted for will cost $170 million, with an additional $11 million a year in operating costs. Final approval will be debated before the upcoming budget talks, and the plan is to see the bike lanes built by 2026.
So the bike mafia in town is quite strong.
They hold a lot of power.
They really do. And it's a very small group, but they're very, very loud. And they have convinced the city council that everybody in Edmonton wants this. So
That was one of the city councilors, I can't remember which one, was like, the voters made it very clear in the last election that bike lanes are a priority. Like, what?
That was probably Knack. For sure.
No, it wasn't him. It was that Michael Yans or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a priority. The problem is so few people vote in civic elections that the people that they represent, so they think they're representing this bike mafia, and it's just not the case. It's unfortunate, but I think 90% of the population doesn't vote in civic elections. So that 10% is who they're speaking to. And that 10%, for whatever reason, is very motivated to vote and also is very loud about bike lanes. And so they spend millions and millions of dollars to put bike lanes in a city that has 6 months of winter. And they also spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to maintain those bike lanes for such a small percentage of the population. If you want to be really angry this morning, and I'm just offering this up.
Sometimes
you want to be angry. Send Jimmy a text, 780-989-0957, and I'll get him to send you the bike plan implementation for 2023 to 2026. So it's the capital and it's the operating budget for the bike lanes, for the existing bike lanes, what it costs to maintain them, and then what it will cost to maintain them once they get this new 100 kilometers in. And this will, if this doesn't make you angry, then you're part of the bike lane mafia. it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
One problem, like, okay, so biking to work, not only is it winter 6 months of the year, the other months, I'm so sweaty by the time I get to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to have to put showers in at work.
Well, and the thing is all this is going to do, too, is just totally gridlock the downtown core. So the businesses down there are going to just get, it's just going to be more impossible. Think about if you're a delivery truck driver, or somebody that has to get around the downtown core, it's a nightmare. So half the year, and on top of this, we already have a lot of construction in the summer because they're trying to hammer out as much as they can in the months that it's good enough weather to actually do construction. So because they can't spread construction out here in Edmonton, we get a consolidated effort of it. Now add to this the 100 kilometers and the millions of dollars they're going to spend on lights and reconstruction of the downtown core to add all these bike lanes. Man, the downtown is just going to be a complete cluster. Like, it's going to be a mess for the next 3 years. I'd hate to... If you own a business in the downtown core, I would get out. Like, go to Spruce Grove. Like, get out. It's going to be just a mess. So, yeah, text Jimmy, 780-989-0957. I'll give him the link. And it's so that it's the 2023 to 2026 capital and operating budget for the bike plan. We actually have a bike plan in Edmonton. It's insane.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
I recently took a shot at the old Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah. It's been a bad summer for crypto.
Yeah. I got gifted last year.
Oh, that's why it crashed. Lachlan decided to get into crypto and it tanked.
That's exactly what happened. I got into crypto because somebody gifted me like $500 worth of it. And so then I threw a little bit of money at it, and it started to go down. And a friend of mine used to be in radio. He lives in southern Alberta, and he's a big investor and a big crypto guy. And I was getting advice from him, and I kept asking him. I'm like, dude, like, this is I'm gonna lose the money that I threw into this. Like, we're not even just talking about the stuff that was gifted to, and it was only a couple hundred bucks, but I was starting to watch it creep down to the point where I'd thrown money in. Yeah. Right? And I kept saying to him, listen, dude, this doesn't look good. Is this whole thing going to come crashing down? He, no. Hang in there. This is a long-term thing, Locke. Buy the dip. Which, every time it goes down, you're supposed to throw a little bit more money into it.
Which is, yeah, how people make money, right? Well, if you have the money to spend.
Yeah. Anyway, I...
Buy it low and...
The markets are like gambling, right? And really the only people that make real money at the stock market and Bitcoin, I'm pretty much convinced they're all criminals. They're doing something shady.
Right? Well, everyone knows that person, too, who quit their job and just trades crypto and stocks all day, and
yeah,
and you're like, what? They always seem a little bit shady, right?
Yeah, they always seem like a little bit off. Like, they never use the front door.
They're trying to convince. They're trying to convince you so hard to get in on it. You're like, what? What's the angle here?
Well, yeah, because it's
why
it's a Ponzi scheme. They need more people to get in, and they need the dumb people to throw their money in that don't understand how it works so that they can... It's how the stock market works. It's how crypto works. It's just criminals that make money from it. That's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was reading this article. Like, the confidence in investing as a whole, not just Bitcoin, but is just tanking.
Like, oh, really?
People are walking away from investing money on the stock market, and I still don't quite understand it.
That's my problem. Is I know that there's people listening that are upset because they're like, it's not criminal, it's legit, you can make so much money, but I just don't understand it. And so, like, when we're talking investments, I'm like, okay, real estate. I can wrap my head around real estate, right?
That's a house. Thing.
It's you can see the value go up. Property, like, you can see it. It's physical. I'm just too dumb to invest in stocks.
I think, you know, that's worth saying out loud, because the people that spend time and energy learning about it, right?
Yeah.
They're the ones that make money at it. If you're just a guy that goes, I don't know, and your buddy's like, listen, I'm telling you right now, give me 10 grand. I'll make you 20 in a year. Like, that, those guys always get taken for a ride. And I'm that guy.
At some point, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't, I don't know if this is changing the subject, isn't NFTs kind of the same as cryptocurrency?
that
kind of.
I don't even want to jump into that.
Yeah, they're different.
I don't even know what
you're
the hell
buying,
that is.
Like images and online things.
That
and,
makes zero sense to me.
Yeah,
right.
So basically, like Tom Brady throws a touchdown pass, and you buy the video of it. I don't. Yeah.
But they go up in value too, though. Understand. Like I remember, like,
they go up in value. Yeah.
So it's.
I don't get the NFT. Yeah. Has anybody ever tried to explain? I've had people try to explain cryptocurrency to me with the blockchain and all that.
I was on a podcast dealing with NFTs, and it was just going over my head.
Yeah.
Like I had, like, and that wasn't a short joke.
You're
it's
not
just,
alone. You're not alone, buddy. Honestly, I don't get any of it.
And with crypto, like, I have some friends that do it and seem to make money doing it, and every once in a while, like, we'll have a beer, and I'll be like, okay, explain it to me like I'm in kindergarten. And they'll break it down to me, and I'll kind of get it, and then, like, a day later, I forget it.
Well, I think
I'm just not interested in it, too, to be honest. I don't have that drive
to
sit down and learn it.
I had the app on my phone. I had ShakePay or something like that, because you need a wallet. You need something where the money is in. And it's supposed to be secure, and I kind of understood, okay, if I put the money in that app, and I knew how to get it in and out of the... But outside of that, my understanding of crypto was, like, less than zero. Less than zero. Dude, yeah. It's so confusing. The point I wanted to make, though, is I think... And again, this is a dumb guy saying this. But the markets are reliant on confidence. If people aren't confident in a product, they're not going to buy it. And I think, listen, the stock market's not going anywhere. There's too many people that make money at the stock market. That's going to be around. But I have, and a lot of people talk about the crypto thing and Bitcoin and all that, and that's the wave of the future. Honestly, with... With how this is evolving, I can't see this being a very good option. I think it's going to continue to just crap the bed.
Crypto?
I'd be very careful. If you have money, and not only that, at least once a month or even more, we see a story where somebody got just taken for a ride with crypto. There's so many scams and stuff out there. I'd be very careful. And again, we've pointed this out before. This is not the show you tune into for advice on anything worth pointing out. But man, be very careful. Because if your 23-year-old nephew is trying to convince you that he can buy you a BMW in 2 years by giving him 60 grand for crypto... Man,
they used to just sell you Cutco knives. Now they're trying to get you invested in crypto.
And that same guy that used to quit his job to go online gamble, he's now the crypto guy. Yeah.
The Locker Room presents the Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
Edmonton City Council has voted in favor of completely filling our city with bike lanes. They've been putting the tip in the last few years with bike lanes, trying it out a little bit. And yesterday they voted, let's just go all in, jam it in there. We are now a bike city. And if you don't like it, you can get in your car and you can move out of this city. They gave up on trying to build a walking speed train, and now they're just going to force us to ride our bikes everywhere. The bow-legged city is what they'll put on the Welcome to Edmonton sign. I love that on the same day that they approved $170 million to be spent on bike lanes that can be used 4 months of the year, they also announced that they're doing a head count of homeless people in the city. How many rooms at the Coliseum Inn could $170 million pay for? If I was homeless and I was on my iPhone on the street right now and I saw that they were spending $170 million on bike lanes, I would start setting up my tent in the bike lanes. Hey, here's a solution. What if we spent some of that money and we gave every homeless person a little tiny home on wheels? You know, the tiny houses?
Yeah.
We give every homeless person a tiny home, and then we give them a bike so they can tow it around the city on the bike lanes. Then everyone's happy, right? Solution, it's problem solved. Everyone's happy. The Grant Report is brought to you by our merchandise page. It's Shunt Pride Week, and the Locker Room merch page is the only place to get your shunt wear. Text Jimmy today for the link to shop.
On 95.7 Cruise FM.
Call us Steve.
How do you say his last name again?
Oh, Plamondon.
Plamondon, yeah.
Good morning.
How you doing, Steve?
Good.
Good, good, good. So the boys from Arden, they made quick work of your roof, eh?
Yes, they sure did.
They don't mess around. They hit the ground, and those tiles, they go up on the roof, and then the next thing you know, they're hammering them in. They're unbelievably fast. How long did it take them to do the roof?
7 hours taking off and putting on.
Oh, wow.
That's unbelievable. And they did
showed up at like 8 o'clock, and then they looked at the house, and the guy, I'm like, a little late start, isn't it? And he's like, oh, we'll have this roof off in like an hour. And I'm like, yeah, right. And sure enough, it was like 55 minutes, and they were already nailing on the new roof.
Yeah, they're so fast. They did the garage too, eh?
They did, yeah.
Yeah, I actually had a look at it quickly before, as we got there before the whole thing was off, and you guys definitely needed a new roof.
Yes, it was in dire straits, that's for sure.
Yeah, one of those things. When things are tough and you're trying to save money because of, you know, the unpredictable nature of life in general, that's one of the last things you're definitely going to throw money at, for sure. I'm glad they took care of you.
I am too, yeah, and I'm so thankful. You know, the Ardent was so awesome with communication and their timing. They were so fast, and
yeah,
what a great, great bunch of guys.
Yeah, great crew, great, great company. Stacy is just, it's unbelievable. It's something he doesn't have to do, right? Like, he doesn't have to do this. He chooses to because he wants to find a way to give back. And again, Steve, we found a very deserving candidate for the free roof giveaway here this year. And I'm glad we came out and got a chance to meet you as well.
I am too. Thank you so much again, Locker.
Not a problem, Steve. You take care of yourself, okay? Thank you for sending the pictures of the new roof as well. It looks fantastic, brother.
For sure. Thank you so much.
AlwaysPlumbing.ca.
That was Steve Plamondon. He was the winner of the Art Roof Systems
giveaway.
Annual roof giveaway. Yeah, good guy. So, wanted to touch base with him. They did that on the weekend.
Yeah.
Looks fantastic. He sent me some pictures.
You're in the Locker Room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
So, yes, Rolling Stones does this quite a bit. They released, they do lists all the time. The 100 greatest TV shows of all time.
Yeah, they'll do greatest guitar players, greatest whatever. Yeah. And so they did the 100 greatest TV shows ever made. So this is all time.
And it's not one genre. Like, it's not all Sopranos and Breaking Bad, although they're on the list. It's comedies. It's shows from the 50s. It's, you know what I mean? Like, it's everything.
It's groundbreaking shows for their time,
yeah.
Right? So you kind of got to go into that era of what they were doing.
Uh-huh.
So the top 10 some you want to go through?
Some of them might surprise you, actually. I went through the whole list this morning. You sent that to me early before we even jumped on the air. And I was kind of shocked. Like, I'll point out one thing that I liked. Johnny Carson show was at like 79 or something, and then David Letterman show was at 44.
Yeah.
Right? And a lot of people might be like, oh my God, how could you put David Letterman? But I would have done that. So anyway, it's
funny.
It's going to be controversial too.
I was having arguments with my friends on a group chat last night about like, what? Arrested Development's way better than Lost. How is it further down the list? And like,
yeah.
It's controversial.
But that's all part of these lists, right? They want
part of the fun.
They want to do the odd thing that is going to get people talking. And of course, everyone's going to have their own tastes as well. So, yeah, go through the top 10. Start at 10.
Number 10 was the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Okay.
They said it set the gold standard for ensemble comedy. Never watched an episode, personally.
I never did either.
Number nine, my parents
was into it. My parents were. Yeah.
Yeah. That was, yeah. It would have been your parents' generation. Not my parents' generation, but.
I've heard good things about this one. Number nine was Atlanta. That's the one with Donald Glover in it. He was in Community. Supposed to be a funny show.
I don't know that show. No.
It's an FX show. Number eight was Cheers.
That doesn't surprise me that Cheers is up there.
I think that show still stands up, too.
Yeah.
It does. I've watched it recently. It's still funny.
Yeah, it was well done. I think it was also, like, you talked about the groundbreaking thing. I think it was groundbreaking for the comedic sort of world as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number seven was one of my favorites, Mad Men. Donald Draper at number seven.
People loved that show. I never got into it.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
For me, I love Mad Men. Like, I think it is such an amazing show. You feel like you're in that time period when you're watching it, but I never recommend it to anybody because I'm like, nothing really happens during the show. Like, it's a slow burn.
Yeah.
But I love that show. Number six.
I had so many friends that were trying to get me to watch Mad Men, and I over the years, I tried it multiple times. I'd sat down, watched 30 minutes of it, and it just never took to me at all.
Yeah. Well, I famously also got into it because I thought I was watching Boardwalk Empire.
That's, yeah.
And I was about half a season in, and I was like, Steve Buscemi has not shown up yet, but I'm kind of into this show.
That's funny.
Number six was Seinfeld.
Yeah. I watched that show religiously, and I don't watch comedies. Like, I don't sit down and watch sitcoms ever, but that show was a weekly tradition in my house for years. Yeah.
Number five was maybe the most surprising one. Fleabag was at number five. I love that show.
I don't know much about that show outside of she's British, right?
It's a British show. Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who I think is in one of the Star Wars coming up or something.
Okay.
She created it. They only did like one or two seasons, and it won every award. It's a really good show. It's on Amazon.
There's a story behind it getting yanked too, right? Like, it got pulled, and everyone was like, what's going on?
I think she one day just decided that's, like, we're only doing two seasons or whatever.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Number four was The Wire.
Yeah. Never watched The Wire, did you?
I watched the first season of The Wire. I got into the first season, and then I just kind of gave up on it.
I thought The Wire was brilliant. I watched The Wire after it was over, like it was done. And I remember getting a hold of all the episodes. I think I actually even bought them on DVD. And I crushed that show.
Well, the cast in it is amazing.
It was
like Idris Elba. And,
the acting was phenomenal in that. Yeah, yeah. It was unbelievable. The Wire for me is like you with Mad Men. When people bring that show up and go, oh, I never watched it. Should I watch it? I go, no. Don't. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Number three, Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
Hard not to have that in the top three. And number two, The Simpsons.
You know what's interesting?
Simpsons at number two.
Is the thing about The Simpsons is I realize how brilliant it is and the writers and all that. Like, I get all that. The thing about this show for me, I never did adult cartoons. I've never sat down and watched them. For any length of time, and I've never sat down and watched a full episode of The Simpsons. I've seen pieces of it, and when I tell people that, they lose their minds. They can't handle it. Like, people that are Simpsons fans, and you go, I never watched it, they go, what are you talking about? What is wrong with you?
Yeah. For me, the Simpsons, I love The Simpsons. I would have them in my top five of all time. But I also don't think it's been funny in 20 years. Like, after about season 10, the drop-off, they're in season 32 now.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been funny since, like, season 10.
All those writers, too, ended up with unbelievable careers.
Conan O'Brien and all those,
A bunch of the guys that were at the front end of that show ended up with amazing careers. For a reason, too, right? Did The Simpsons predict the Queen's death?
I don't know if they did for that. They've predicted everything else, though.
Okay, right? All right.
Trump being president and everything else. And then number one, The Sopranos, according to Rolling Stones, is the greatest TV show of all time. They said the winner, undisputed champion from New Jersey, The Sopranos.
I was mad about the ending for years, and then I re-watched it, and like I watched it from beginning to end again at like 10 years after I had originally watched it, kind of a thing. This was, it wasn't long ago, and now I'm okay. I've come around on the ending because I sort of succumbed to the fact that there wasn't anything you could do to end that show properly.
It needed that sort of ending, yeah.
It needed that ending where, and we don't need to get into it, just in case somebody wants to jump on. It's amazing how many people you meet that haven't seen a lot of these shows too, right? And might end
up
watching.
I only watched The Sopranos like maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah, because I made you. I think I was, I,
you
that were, was
you
one
kept
I was
on
like,
me. You're like, you need to watch The Sopranos, and I tried, and I had a hard time like getting into it, but then once I was in, I was in. It was like being in the mob. Once you're in, you're in.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Good morning, Cruise. What's your name?
It's Marilee.
How are you today, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm going to play you a bit of this music. You got to tell me what film it's from?
Yeah, what movie it's from.
All right, here we go. Any idea?
No idea, but I'm going to say Return of the Jedi?
No.
No, sorry. Try again, okay? Good luck. Good morning, Cruz. What's your name?
It's Jocelyn.
Jocelyn. Wow, there's a flash from the past. All right, you ready? Here's the music.
I think so.
What do you got, Jocelyn?
I don't know, Battle of the Heroes?
No, it's not that. All right, try again. Good morning, Cruz. What's your name?
Daryl.
Daryl. All right, here we go. What do you got?
Not much.
The movie?
Return of the Jedi.
No, it's not. Sorry, brother.
Play a little bit more.
I told you this one was hard.
Yeah, because you're not playing enough of it.
Good morning, Cruz. What's your name?
Oh, Chelsea.
Chelsea. Okay, I'm going to play you a bit of Star Wars music, and I'm going to play you the whole 25-minute version of it.
No, you don't need to play the whole thing. How do people not know this one?
Oh my god.
I told you this was hard. You just gotta name the movie that it's from.
Oh, I need my fiance here. He's a Star Wars nut. Shit.
Should I just give a hint?
No, don't give a hint. Why don't we get him on the phone? Where can you get him on the phone?
I could try. I just dropped him off at work. Can I call him?
Yeah, give him a call.
Sorry, I'm gonna get through.
Okay,
hold on.
Yeah, you can add him to the call, right?
Yeah, let me do that.
All right, we'll wait. What's your name again?
My name is Chelsea.
Chelsea, okay. All right, we'll hang on here.
Okay.
All right. Add him to the call. What's your fiance's name, Chelsea?
His name is Matt.
Matt? Okay. All right. We're hanging on. Get him on the phone.
Okay, let me get him.
All right.
I don't understand how people don't.
You're an idiot. I told you this was tough. Chelsea, is he there? Or did she just hang up on us? I thought she was going to add him to the call. Chelsea, are you there?
She's probably
trying to.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes. I knew this was going to be a problem, this one. First off, no one wants to go to this with you, so we're not getting very many callers to begin with.
This is the easiest of the three.
No, it is not. It is not the easiest. It's probably the hardest. Couldn't you have picked a different tune? Why didn't you pick I don't know. Something from
this was
the first Star Wars movie.
I did. That was...
Hello. I'm here.
Have you got Matt on with you?
Yeah, right. Matt's here.
Okay, Matt, hello. Can you hear this?
Yeah.
What movie is it from?
Back to Menace.
Oh, yes! Yeah, Back to Menace.
Yes,
here we go.
You got it.
Finally.
See, it was easy.
It's easy.
Yeah. All right, Matt. We'll deal with Chelsea. You go back to work.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Matt.
Get your costume ready to go, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Chelsea, congratulations. Give me a good woo.
Woo!
And now, Nerd News with James P. White, the first.
I'm touching myself tonight.
It is actually quite exciting because it was announced yesterday that Hugh Jackman is revising his role as Wolverine to be part of the new Deadpool series.
I thought he was dead.
Yeah. Explain that.
Because...
You're just going to ignore that?
No. The thing is, though, is the whole thing with Logan was in the future. So, Logan didn't take place... Like, during the current time, it was in the future.
Everyone dreamed that he got eaten alive.
Or they snapped their fingers and then they all came back alive because they can't actually kill anyone in these movies.
Or they found another bum crystal.
What did Thanos do this time?
They borrowed Aquaman's bum crystal.
What is wrong with you? And you guys want to see this too, and you're making fun of it.
Aquaman! Okay,
it's still entertaining, making fun of it, and you want to watch it.
Yeah, it's entertaining, but we also realize how ridiculous superhero movies are.
Yeah.
Right? We can still make fun of them.
Do you realize how ridiculous you two are?
The thing is, too, you know that this is going to be... He's going to make fun of the fact that Wolverine's back and that he should be dead
in
Deadpool 3. Like,
that's what we like about Deadpool is it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek superhero, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Did you see the Ryan Reynolds announcement of this?
So it was funny because Jimmy texted us yesterday and said, I have a Deadpool news. And at the same time, I was actually watching a Ryan Reynolds TikTok where he was announcing this. That
yeah, he's so funny.
Hugh Jackman was back.
He's brilliant, man. Yeah.
That video is funny, especially when he's pouring himself a drink of his gin.
Yeah, he's talking about his writing process.
Have you had the aviation gin?
Yeah, it's gin. I don't really like gin very much, so to me, it tastes like every other gin.
Every time I see one of his commercials, because he's always slipping it in there, I'm like, I gotta buy a bottle of that. I don't know why I would support him, but I like him. I think he's funny, but I always want
he needs
that
your
gin.
Money.
He needs my money definitely, so we can buy another soccer team. So when is this coming out? Do we have like a rough idea of when it's going to hit theaters?
No.
Okay.
It was just announced that they're
doing another one, and it's probably going to be a year and a half, something like that, if they're just filming it now.
I love that the Deadpool films are considered the top grossing X-Men movies of all time.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I was reading that. They consider them X-Men movies, and they're the top earners ever made.
They're kind of part of that. You know why? Because it's not just for nerds. Like, you and I, Grant, are going out to this.
No, it's for everyone.
It's for everyone.
It's just good action comedy.
The nerds love it, and people that don't appreciate nerd stuff think they're hilarious because it's making fun of it, kind of, like you said, tongue-in-cheek. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get a date?
A possible date, they're saying approximately September of 2024.
So a couple years from now, we'll get Deadpool 3. I'm glad that this all worked out. That because there was that conversation when Disney bought everything on the planet that they might ruin this franchise. It doesn't look like they're able to ruin. But why would they? Why would they get in the way of success of something like this?
Why
right?
mess with it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just it wouldn't. Well, I've seen dumber decisions before. Right. So
true.
Yeah. Anyway.
I want you to want
bag milk.
Bag milk.
Bag milk.
Oh, I swear.
No bag milk.
And I'm hungry like
bag milk.
Thanks for joining us, Bag Milk.
Good morning.
Grant saw something this morning. I think this is relatively fresh, hot off the presses.
I just saw it this morning, yeah, the list of the most handsome NHL coaches. The number one spot. Jay Woodcroft.
Right into my wheelhouse, Grant.
I knew you would be all over that.
I saw this yesterday. Now, this was released by gambling.com. I don't know, based on the data from some app called the Golden Face Ratio, I don't know what this means. I don't know what kind of data they have. I don't know what kind of algorithm they're using. All I cared about was that I saw Jay Woodcroft's name at the very top of the list as the most handsome coach in the NHL. And listen, I am going to throw my entire support behind this movement because I agree. Not only is he a tactician with power poses aplenty, but we now know that science confirms him as the most handsome man for the job.
I also love that they had Bruce Boudreau at number 16.
And he's annoyed.
Ahead of Martin St. Louis and Mike Sullivan, John Cooper.
Well, the wild one, too, is they had Daryl Sutter as number 2. So, I mean, there might be a glitch in the matrix here a little bit, but I was just like, I'm quoting Ricky Bobby on this one. If you're not first, you're last. And as far as I'm concerned, everybody who's not Jay Woodcroft, last place.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it that it's a gambling site putting it out, too. So preseason action continuing, an exhibition match tonight, the Flames. Do you think because it's the Flames that there may be some top six players playing tonight?
I'm going to say I hope so, Locke, but my heart says no. Like, if you watch the game on Monday against Seattle, I think the Oilers had maybe 3 or 4 regulars in the lineup. So I'm expecting a little bit more of that again because we've got 8 preseason games to get through, 2 down, 6 to go. I think the preseason is 6 games too long this year. But no, I don't think that – I honestly don't think we're going to see any of the top 6 star guys on any of the away games. I think they're only going to play at Rogers Place. I was going to call it Rexall. They're only going to play at Rogers Place, and they're only going to play 2-3 games max. So I think we're in for another one with just a bunch of kids tonight.
It is odd that we – have such a long exhibition season with the NHL. It's weird.
I was trying to think of what it was like. There's no way it was this long last year. I know it was a compressed schedule in the off season last year, but like this just seems so long to me. It's too like we are 2 full weeks away from the start of the regular season. There's a lot of preseason hockey to get through, and you know, as much as I was excited for night one against Winnipeg on Sunday, I'm already over it. I understand these games aren't for me. It's a valuation, but like, let's go.
Yeah, I'm ready for some meaningful hockey.
Yeah.
Do you think Dylan Holloway's played his way onto the team so far?
I am going to bet Jason Gregor's money that he will be on the opening night roster because he has just looked so good in the rookie tournament in Penticton. Mm-hmm. He was flying around there. The first game against Winnipeg, he got a goal. He was flying around out there. The guy is kind of forcing his way into the lineup, and I'm betting that he makes the opening day roster, not just because the Oilers have cap issues that they kind of need cheaper contracts on the roster to make the math work, but honestly because he's earning the spot, at least to me.
We should talk a little bit about the Oilers Nation webpage. It's going to have a new look. That's coming down the pipe.
Yeah, so we were supposed to launch yesterday, but we had some back-end stuff that we were working through. If you Flames Nation and Canucks Army's websites launched earlier in the week. So basically what we're doing is we're giving the whole website, mobile and desktop, a facelift. It's going to be much faster. The ads are going to be more thoughtfully placed. They're not just crowbarred all over the screen that annoys people. So we honestly took the feedback that we've been getting over the last while and put it into what the new websites are. Again, it was supposed to launch yesterday, but we want to make sure that we're getting it right. So Thursday is going to be the launch for the new sites. I'm super excited about it because they look good. They operate well, they're way faster, and I think people are going to enjoy them.
And when you're on that new site, you'll have to look into the Vegas trip. You still have a couple of spots left for that, right?
Nationgear.ca, that's where you go to get into the Vegas trip. But we're about 75% sold out, which is incredible given that the season doesn't start for another 2 weeks. We've only played 2 preseason games, and Oilers fans are so jacked up to go to Vegas in January that we're almost sold out already. So if you want to get in on this, Nationgear.ca, but it will sell out, and it's going to be sooner than we probably expected.
Bag Milk from Oilers Nation. Again, thank you for your time, my friend.
Thanks, boys.